Go with us to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. And I want to read a few verses of scripture in this setting, and we may be going to some other verses here in a few moments. Isaiah 43. Verse number one, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by name, thou art mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, the Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, and neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and I have saved and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Amen. Lift your hands, ask the Lord to help us tonight in the ministering of the word, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, we are trusting in you with all of our heart tonight. Come on, let's talk to him. Everybody in the house, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Holy and righteous is the name of the Lord our God. You are the lifter up of our head, the strength of our life. You're God and you change not. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Before you're seated tonight, lay your Bibles down and let's give the Lord a hand praise like only he deserves. Come on, somebody shout aloud. Shout aloud. Hallelujah. Praise. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, somebody give him honor and glory. He is worthy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You may be seated. Amen, amen, amen. When the Lord is talking, I like to hear him talk. And I like to hear what he has to say. Because when the Lord speaks, there is no question in your mind when he has finished speaking what he meant when he was speaking and what he was talking about. And these verses of scriptures tonight in Isaiah chapter 43, I believe, are some of the most beautiful and yet most powerful verses in all of the Word of God. Amen. I read from the very beginning of this chapter. And the Lord is speaking, and he said, I am the Lord that created you, O Jacob. I'm the one that formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee, and I have called you by name, and you are mine. It's a wonderful thing when the Lord calls you his own. It's wonderful tonight that you belong to God. It's a great thing to know that you belong to God. Anybody going to help me here tonight? Amen. To know that you belong to him, that he is yours and you are his. That's a great thing. And he gave them some promises. He said, because you are mine and because I have called you by my name, he said, when you pass through the waters, I am going to be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. And neither shall the flame kindle upon you. He is trying to tell us that it doesn't matter where you have to go, I am going to be with you. And the waters are not going to overflow you, and the fire is not going to burn you. It can't get too hot for a saint of God. And it can't get too deep for a saint of God. Because he made us a promise that the waters would not overflow us. And he made us a promise that the fire would not burn us. So if you're in the heat tonight, don't worry about it. You're not going to get burned up. And if you feel like you're treading water tonight, don't worry about it. He's already made a promise that he wouldn't let the waters overflow you. Come on, let's give him another praise. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He talked about all that he was to Israel, all that he did for Israel, and all that he would do. And then verse 3, he starts by saying the reason, I'm going to preface that, the reason why that I can tell you that I formed you, the reason I can tell you that I created you, and the reason I can tell you that when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and the fire will not consume you. He said, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I'm going to tell you why I can say these things. It's because I am God. And if there is anything tonight that you and I ought to take great consolation in and great hope in, is that every time there's a promise that God makes to us, it is supported, it is backed up with who he is and what he is. He says, I am the Lord. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. I back
back it up by who I am. I support my promises with my power. I support my promises with my glory. Don't worry about it, because I'm the God that's able. I'm the one that can, because I'm God.
Well, clap your hands again. Hallelujah. We're going to have a little church here tonight. Praise the Lord. Everything that we are doing tonight in living for God, every promise that God has made to us, everything that God has said in His Word, it is supported by the fact that He is God. Come on now. Help me out here tonight if you will. Hallelujah. It's all supported, for I am the Lord. If you're worried about anything tonight, quit worrying. God's behind this. If you're worried, if you're living for God tonight and you're worried about where you are, quit worrying. The Lord said, I am God. And if you can put your confidence in anything, you can put it in the fact that He is God. Come on now. I'm not worried about making it in this world, because I got God behind me. I'm not worried about whether or not I'm going to be saved. I've got God behind me. I'm not worried about whether or not we're going to be victorious. We've got God behind us. Ooh, hallelujah. Come on, it ain't gonna get no better than this right here. Hallelujah. It ain't gonna get no better than the fact that God is in the house. That this is His church. It has been bought with His blood. It has been baptized in His name. It has been filled with the Spirit. Do you know why the church won't prevent, the powers of hell won't prevail against the church? Because God is in the church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Talk about God for a few minutes. I feel good in the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to get in a hurry. I'm going to, with the help of the Lord tonight, I'm going to methodically tear down every spirit of doubt and every spirit of unbelief. With the help of the Holy Ghost and the anointing tonight, we're going to rip apart every spirit of resistance, every demonic power that would like to paralyze and stifle us tonight. Do you know why I'm going to do it? Because I'm not giving glory to the devil tonight. I am not going to give honor to men, but I am going to give honor and glory to a God who made it very clear. The one that's behind all of this is I. I'm the one that's behind it. I'm the one supporting it. I'm the one that created it. I'm the one that formed it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And talk just a little bit about that God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hallelujah. I first want to tell you tonight, He's only one. We're not trying to separate and divide and make sure that all of our worship is evenly distributed between several different gods. We're not offering sacrifices to one God, amen, and then worrying about appeasing another God or offending another God. Our worship tonight is only to one. Hallelujah. Does anybody believe what I'm preaching here tonight? That there is no God besides the God that is the hero of Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. There is none beside Him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, there's none beside him tonight. He alone is God. He alone is eternal. He alone is everlasting. He alone is self-existent. He alone has all the power. He alone knows all things. He alone is in every place at all times. Oh, glory to God. This one God is the author and the finisher of our faith. This one God said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the one that is and was and is to come. What? The Almighty. Hallelujah. There's none beside him. There's none standing beside him. There's none beyond him. There was not one before him. And he said, neither shall there be one after me. Oh, glory to God. Not only was I in the beginning, but I am the beginning. Not only was I, am I going to be in the ending, but I shall be the ending. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't have anything else to talk about tonight. I don't have anything else to talk about but just to tell you that the Lord's made some promises. And he backs those promises up because he's God. And if you're worried about his power tonight, he has not diminished, not even the size of an atom in his power. He has not diminished, not even one ounce, not even one amount that you can name in the smallest extremes. Our God has not changed. He is forever the same. I've already said it. There's no variableness in him, and neither is there any shadow of turning. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going after unbelief tonight. And I'm not going to talk about unbelief. I'm going to talk about God. Amen. Somebody shout, praise the Lord. I'm not going to talk about him and doubt tonight. I'm going to go after doubt by telling you about a great God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My job tonight in this house is to come back one more time and tell you, amen, there was no God formed before him, and neither shall there be a God formed after him. He said, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. You can go looking, friend, all you want. You're not going to find another God in the Son, and you're not going to find another God in the Holy Ghost, but you're going to find the same God that stood on Mount Sinai, the same God that was in the cloud and the thundering and the sound of the trumpet. It was that same God that stepped off the throne of glory and come in the back door of humanity and robed himself in human flesh and gave his life. That's the God I'm talking about tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. I got a feeling that if we'd kick our notch of our praise up another notch to that God, I said if we would kick our praise up another notch to that God. Yes. Yes. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, we'll kick our praise up a notch. And we'll start praising him a little bit more. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, you're my witnesses, saith the Lord. And you're my servants whom I have chosen, that you might know and believe me and understand that I am he. That before me, that God wants somebody that'll witness that there's no other God beside him. Praise the Lord. You say there's not much to worry about today, Pastor. We're not dealing with idols. Oh, friend, get your head out of the sand. We're dealing with idolatry in our world today, as severe as it was in the Old Testament days. It may not come in the form of wood and clay and gold and silver and statues and things of that nature, even though that is prevalent in certain parts of our world. But right here in America, there's plenty of idols.
As a matter of fact, I just happened to read a news report the other day. And I just reading through some different news reports, and it said one of the top television programs right now is called The American Idol. And I don't know anything about it because I don't watch it. Because as far as I'm concerned, a television in your home promotes idolatry. Woo! Glory to God. I said a television in your home promotes idolatry. And so I just had to tell you, friend, thank God, I don't want anything in my house that's going to promote idolatry. Oh, come on. You say, well, you know, I don't get caught up in all of those programs. I don't get caught up in the movie stars. I just watch the news. Friend, wake up. Amen. Even the newscasters today have become idols to people. And they have lifted them up to a point where that they're making several $1 million a year to tell you what you ought to think about the news. They're not reporting it. They're just telling you what they want you to think about it. They're telling you what the interpretation of the news is. You got to stand up and realize that there is only one God, and that we can get connected to that one God if we can get linked up and joined up. You got nothing to worry about, friend. Well, praise the Lord. He said, the reason I can tell you that I created you, I formed you, that you're mine, and when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and when you go through the fire, it won't burn you, it's because I'm God. Hallelujah. I just want hell tonight to know this pulpit is making a declaration that God's behind this thing. That the power of the highest, the glorious, magnificent presence of God is back behind this, supporting this. You say, how can you be so confident? I'll tell you why I'm confident. It's because we preach truth. Amen. I said we preach truth. I am telling you tonight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I said we preach truth. If you preach there is one God, you're preaching truth. If you preach his name is Jesus, you're preaching truth. If you preach that neither is there salvation in the other, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, you're preaching truth. If you're preaching on the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, you're preaching truth. If you're preaching holiness and separation from the world, you're preaching truth.
Amen.
And the Lord gets behind truth. And the Lord works with it. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight the reason why that I believe that this thing is going to blow wide open around here is because God's behind it.
Amen.
I said God's behind it. The reason why I believe souls are going to get the Holy Ghost because God is behind it. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I grieve tonight at times because I see the saints of God, the people of God that are struggling. Amen. Sometimes it's a struggle with problems of life. Sometimes it's a struggle with their own flesh. Sometimes it's a struggle with our own carnality. It's our struggle with our own thinking. Amen. Sometimes it's a struggle with resisting the things of God, the Word of God. And I grieve. I want to tell you tonight, God has made us some promises. And the reason we can be confident tonight that He's going to fulfill those promises is because He was the one that made the promise. He was the one that stands behind it. And the reason why I believe in Him tonight is because there's nobody else to believe in. I've got nothing else to put my confidence in. I've got no other place to put my hope and trust but in the Lord of glory. He said, I've declared, and I have saved, and I have showed. When there was no strange God among you. He said, when there was no strange God, I was the one there working. Before you had embraced any other kind of God, I was there working. I was already there working. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, when there was nothing there that was unlike me, when there was nothing there that had no resemblance of anything else, of a god, of an idol, of any strange gods, he said, I was there. And I was declaring, and I was saving, and I was showing, when there was no strange god among you. Now, I'm just going to interject this here tonight and just tell you that we got to be careful that we don't embrace a strange God. Amen. Do I hear a witness? Amen. Praise the Lord. I said that we don't embrace a strange God. You say, what would be a strange God, Brother Bass? Well, I think, first of all, when you get to looking at the world more than you do at God, you're embracing a strange God. Amen. Hmm. Oh, hang on now. I'm not quite finished here tonight. In fact, I might be a while. Praise the Lord. When you start embracing the world, when you start telling folks, well, just give me some time. I'm going to be in the world. You're embracing a strange God that you don't have one clue what's going to happen when you embrace strange things. When you embrace strange spirits, when you embrace a spirit of doubt and unbelief, when you use others as your excuse for not living for God, when you use others as your excuse for not walking with God. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. People might disappoint you, but God will never disappoint you. People may let you down, but God will never let you down. Your problem is that you're reaching for something strange, that you got no clue as to what effect that's going to have in your life. God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on now, somebody shout praise the Lord. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, we got to reach a point where that we make up in our mind, God is the only thing that is important to me. Nothing else is important to me. Hallelujah to God. Come on, church. Amen. When I hear young folks that are talking about the world and they want to go to the world, you don't even know what you're talking about. Let me tell you a little bit about what the world will do to you. The world will take your purity. The world will take your virtue. The world will take your godliness. The world will drag you through drugs and alcohol and promiscuity. The world will drag. My God, I need some saints here tonight that will rise up against the spirit of unbelief.
on now. It's a dangerous thing. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a dangerous thing to just flippantly talk about going to the world and going to sin and living a life in the world. I've got news for you tonight. If your heart's in the world, you may be dressing the part, but you're already backslid. You're already in a state of being backslid.
I need some help here tonight. Amen. If you're already entertaining the world, you're already out there. You're already in sin. You're already in a state of unbelief. You're already in a position of doubt. Doubting God and the power of God and the greatness of God. I'm reaching for somebody here tonight. I am telling you, there's none to serve tonight but the Lord. He's the only one that'll give you peace and joy and happiness.
Hallelujah.
Come on, church. He said, I worked for you when there was no strange God there.
Right.
I worked for you when there was no strange God there. He said, I declared, I saved, I showed, I did some things for you when there was no strange God there. He said, so you're my witnesses, saith the Lord. Can I hear a witness? That I am God. I got some news for you tonight. If you've ever been in His presence, if you've ever felt His touch, if His glory has ever rested upon you, and you know what His touch is, you are a witness tonight that He is God. I said, you are a witness tonight that He is God. And you might just walk out on God and go to the world, but don't ever forget, friend, you will never forget the touch He gave you. You will never forget the power He gave you. You'll never forget the blessings. You will always be a witness that He's God. He's God, and there's none like Him or beside Him. He said, you're my witnesses. When there was no strange God there, I worked for you. And then we'll be checking the heart out tonight. Saying, have I let a strange God come in? Have I let a strange God sneak into the house? Have I let some other spirit, some other attitude, have I let something not be like the Lord? Because if I'm going to make it, I got to have God behind me. And the Lord doesn't live in the same house with strange gods. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm standing in this pulpit tonight. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, I'm identifying and I'm saying it very clearly. That I am still bumping up against a spirit of opposition, a spirit of resistance. And I got to tell you tonight that I don't know and I don't think and I don't really feel that it's coming from any individual. I feel like it's the powers of hell that would like to just kind of keep us from just exploding with revival. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something about God. I want to tell you something about how great He is. And that is this, that there comes a point in time when God says, enough is enough. And do you know why God can say it? Because He's God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He He said these words. I'm going to continue reading in this chapter. This is to prove to you what I'm telling you. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake, I have sent to Babylon, for your sake, I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which makes a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. What is he saying? I'm telling you that there comes a point when I draw the line and I tell that spirit of resistance, that spirit of bondage, you've held on long enough. I'm about to send some deliverance for the sake of my people. Come on. The Lord made it clear that there comes a point when it's his time. Amen. I'm going to tell you what my position is tonight. I intend to just be faithful and consistent and committed to that God, because he alone is the one that's going to break these bondages and destroy these yokes and open this thing. We're starting revival next Sunday night. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. Got an evangelist coming in next Sunday night for revival services. I'm just coming to tell you tonight that we're going to see the Lord do some great things, because I believe what I feel tonight by these scriptures I feel in my heart is that God's letting us know the time is getting at hand. The hour is drawing near that you're going to be able to come, and you're not going to have to keep fighting this spirit that's trying to hold you down and trying to quench revival and stifle the praise. But the hour, my God, hallelujah. But God is letting us know, I'm God. I'm God. I'm God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am the Lord. The reason I can tell you this is because I am God. I know this may not seem like much to some here tonight, but I am telling you, that's the reason why I can take the stand that I'm taking and preach what I'm preaching, because he's God.
All right.
Oh, I feel something breaking loose right now. Hallelujah. I said, I feel something breaking loose right now. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somewhere along the line, I believe if everybody in this house begin to say, I believe it because he's God. 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 I believe it because, come on, if you don't believe it because I'm saying it, believe it because the Word of God says it. He's God. He's God. He's got all power in heaven and in earth. He's the Almighty God. Oh, glory to God. He holds the four winds in the palm of his hands. The Lord controls this earth. By him all things were created, and by him do all things consist. He's God. Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're believing you tonight. Oh, God, we're believing you tonight. Hallelujah.
Before the day was I am he. There is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work and who shall let it?
You know what God is saying? When I get ready to work, you can't stop it.
When he got ready to send deliverance to Israel and Babylon, nobody could stop it. When he got ready to send deliverance to Israel and Egypt, nobody could stop it. When he got ready to send deliverance to Paul and Silas in jail, nobody could stop it. Whenever he got ready to send deliverance to Peter in the prison, nobody could stop it. You know why? Because he's God. You don't have the power to stop him. We've got no power to keep him from working when he gets ready.
Woo, he's God. He said, well, work, and who shall let it? When I get ready to do my work, nobody can stop me. Nobody can hinder me. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on now. There's not enough devils in hell to stop him. There's not enough unbelievers on earth to stop him. When God gets ready to do something that he's ordained to do and designed to do, I'm telling you, God will not be stopped. Praise the Lord. When Moses held that rod out over the Red Sea and the waters began to divide, God was not going to be stopped. He had set the people free, and Egypt was not going to stop God's work. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Spirit, resist. Go ahead, put up a fight. You better put up a good one because God's fixing to blow you out of the water. God is about to take care of you. God is about to take care of some things. The Lord is about to make a difference. You say, how can you preach that? Because I believe he's God. I'm telling you, if everybody in this house would just start saying, it'll happen because he's God. Huh? The prophet of God stood up and said, about this time tomorrow. He said, there's going to be some things happen around here. There's going to be some wheat sold, and there's going to be a few things that people hadn't had in a long time. They're going to get what they have need of about this time tomorrow. And there was a man over there leaning on the king's arm that said, well, now that might be if the windows of heaven open up. And the prophet of God said, I'm going to tell you right now, said, it's going to happen, but you won't partake of not any of it. What he was saying is, boy, you're not going to stop God. Amen. You might make light and make fun of it, but you're not going to stop God. I'm telling you now, you're not going to stop him. You'll see it, but you won't get to eat it.
All right.
For I'm the Lord. For I am the Lord. For I am the Lord. I'm not worried tonight about preaching a fancy message. I didn't come to preach a fancy message. In fact, I don't guess I ever preach fancy messages. I just try to obey the Holy Ghost. I'm just here tonight to tell you folks, we've got to believe that he's God. Huh? Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen, amen. I said somebody's got to believe that he's God. He's the Lord. Sister Morgan, you just got to keep believing. He's God. He is God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I would the Lord would just walk down in this place and just erupt something from the deep. Amen. And it began to spread all over this house here tonight.
Because somebody's getting a hold of the realization that the reason why God can say the things he has said in his word and the promises he has made is because he's God and he don't fail. He doesn't disappoint. He won't let you down. Amen. God will do what he has said. As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches us he will do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. Oh, glory to God. I am telling you, he's God. He is God. He is God. He is God. Souls are going to get the Holy Ghost because he is God. People are going to be healed of sicknesses in their body because he is God.
He may not come when you want him, but he'll be right on time. Because he's God. And God's never late. God's always on time. And he knows what you have need of right now. Whatever God's told you he's going to do for you in your life, get ready, because he's God. He backs up his word. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you're God and you're in this house right now. You are God and you're in this house right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I am the Lord. For I am the Lord. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. For I am the Lord. Your God. My Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody believe this tonight? Does anybody believe this tonight? Does anybody really believe this tonight? Well, praise the Lord. Does anybody really believe this tonight? Look out, Brother Morgan. Look out, Brother Morgan. Look out, Brother Morgan. That man obeyed the Holy Ghost before I had a chance to tell him. I was getting ready to tell him to come on up because the Holy Ghost is about to break through on